Welcome to the Occupational Safety Leadership Podcast, episode number 128. So we continue our journey into confined spaces. So today we will focus strictly on the entry supervisor. And this goes along pretty much with the theme we've done for the last couple. We talked about what is a confined space and permit versus non-permit. You know, we went over the entry duties, the attendant duties. We talked about atmospheric monitoring in the last episode, one of my favorite episodes. So Brian is a true expert in the field, and when I have confined space questions, he's the guy I go to. So let's just dive right in here. So just like the last few, we're going to take these right from the CFR, because at the end, we're going to kind of continue the journey. And then at the end, we wrap it all up together and say, all right, let's just kind of throw out a couple of scenarios. And how would we do this confined space entry? So if you want to go back and listen to previous ones, so episode 125 was attendant, episode 126, the entrant, and episode 127 with Brian on atmospheric monitoring and testing. Let's just go and do a little definition on the entry supervisor then. So the entry supervisor means a person such as a employer, foreman, or a crew chief responsible for determining if acceptable entry conditions are present at a permit space where entry is planned, for authorizing entry and overseeing entry operations, and for terminating entry as required by the section. That is a mouthful. They're basically saying that you're in charge. You are the person that shows up and says to go into the space, the following things have to be met. And then, you know, if these conditions are not met, well, first, we don't go in until we can meet these conditions. And then if there's a condition that arises that we have to get the person out, and whether that's a atmosphere on the inside, atmosphere on the outside, whatever it is, we then go and get the person out then. So there's also a note on here that the entry supervisor may also serve as the attendant or as the authorized entrant, as long as that person is trained and equipped as required to fill the roles. So for me, I don't think, now this is my personal belief, so don't think this is part of the CFR. I'd like to see where that's a completely separate duty out there. Because when you're the entrant, you're focused on getting the work done. When you're the attendant, you're focused on watching the entrant. It would really be great if there was just somebody who was even detached, just that little bit more, who's really supervising both, who's saying, yes, I authorize it. It's good, you know, all that good stuff. There's also that person, because typically when you're the entry supervisor, you're a more experienced person. So maybe you could have that voice of reason that says we're doing the bump test for the atmospheric monitoring. Instead of trying to open up the space on Monday morning and get everything done, maybe we do all the cleaning and the purging on Saturday and Sunday, have the space completely open on Saturday or Sunday. So it really lessens the potential, of course, to have a hazardous atmosphere and all that good stuff. So I really like to see the duties split up. So let's continue on. So let's go over the definition of a confined space, because I do know that there are people who are tuning in for this episode only, and they did not hear the previous ones. So the definition of a confined space, large enough and so configured that the employee can bodily enter and perform assigned work, and has limited or restricted means of entry or exit. And when we think about that, you can think about things like silos and your storage bins, places where there's hoppers, and there's going to be a nice sloped wall that's going to be easy to, I mean, not easy, it's going to be hard, of course, obviously, to get out, but you can get into those different spots then. And finally, it is not designed for continuous employee occupancy. So let's go over the duties then. So The entry supervisor must know the hazards that are going to be faced during the entry, including the information on the mode, signs and symptoms, and consequence of the exposure. Typically, a confined space, of course, obviously something stored in there, you know. Is it a chemical? Is it a corrosive chemical? Is it some form of a flammable, a solvent? There's something being stored in there. So is it just water and waste? Waste water. So because something is going to be stored in there. So they're going to go back and verify by checking the appropriate entries have been made on the permit. So they're making sure the permit's done, checking those conditions then at all times then, and making sure that everybody's following the plan. We're not just showing up and saying, you know, let's just open this space up and that's it's only going to take 30 seconds. So let's not worry about monitoring air. They're following exactly what is laid out in the company's plan now. They can also can terminate the entry and cancel the permit then. So this could be from a condition that's inside the space. This could be from a condition outside the space. I was working at a chemical plant, and we had a gas alarm go off when I was the attendant before. So of course I had to get the person out. Luckily, in the grand scheme of things, we had a sensor issue. You know, did cause a lot of confusion, a lot of heartache, of course. But it was very stressful to communicate to that entrant and say you got to come out because he doesn't really understand what's going on. He can kind of hear, like, what's that noise? And so there's going to be times that the entry supervisor, you're in charge. You're the person who says you can enter or you have to now exit, and then the permit's canceled. They're going to go and verify rescue services are available along with the means of summoning them out there. We're going to have a whole section on rescue services, so I'm just going to kind of leave that sentence right there the way it is then. So, removes the unauthorized individuals who enter or attempt to enter the permit space during the entry operations. So, I get it that this is in there, but every time that I've gone and done a confined space, we didn't have anybody who really wanted to get in and do this kind of operation. So I think I'd like to meet that person who really wanted to get in there and do that work, you know. And then finally, determines whenever responsibility of a permit space entry operation is transferred. You know, maybe it can't be done during that person's shift and they have to transfer. I am the entry supervisor. I transfer to Fred. Fred is now the entry supervisor then. So you're going to go back in, look at everything. And of course, Fred has to understand the conditions of the permit. You know, is it still acceptable and all that kind of stuff then? I have not seen this in all the places I worked. I have heard of this from several other safety professionals out there. So there are times that you think you can get the work done, and it just literally cannot be done given the amount of time that was budgeted. And then the next crew is coming in to take over then. So that is it for episode number 128. And the next couple of episodes, we'll sit down and talk about the rescue operations. What means and methods do you use to call for help? All that good stuff. And so episode number 128 is complete. So we talked about confined space and we focused only on the entry supervisor duties. I'd like to thank everybody for joining me today. My name is Dr. David Ayers. Thank you and have a safe day.